This dog, this is dictating on Samuel Selby. That is Samuel. Samuel Selby. Selby. S as in Sam. Selby. Date of birth was 10/30/1956. Date of visit is 8/7/24. Please make copy for Dr. Pradyuman Chudasama. Pradyuman is Pradyuman. Pradyuman Chudasama is Chudasama. Chudasama. MD. Pradyuman Chudasama. MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph is present illness. Is present illness. This is a 67-year-old obese male who has had a history of snoring and apnea with daytime sleepiness. Had undergone a polysomnogram a year ago. And it was a home sleep study. And he was diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea, for which a AutoPAP setup was prescribed. period. The patient has been unable to use the CPAP mask, and he tried different masks as well as a nasal pillow, but he could not tolerate the CPAP, and thus it has not been used over the past 6 months. Period. The patient would like to seek alternative therapies for sleep apnea, including the oral appliance and or the Inspire lead. Period. He has gained some weight over the past year. And he has also some he also has a history of COPD, for which he is on bronchodilator therapy. The patient denies significant cough, but has some wheezing and shortness of breath with activity. He has no leg or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes a history for hypertension and history for hypothyroidism. He also has a history for chronic back pain and has had lumbar disc surgery with laminectomy and fusion. The patient has a pain pump implanted due to chronic back pain. He also had a left total hip replacement. Next paragraph. Allergies to Advair and iodine and Zolpidem. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 15 years and then quit. Drinks beer regularly. He was a pipe fitter and has been exposed to asbestos and concrete dust. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of polycystic kidney disease. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has nasal allergies, shortness of breath and chest congestion, and apnea. He has nausea, heartburn, reflux, denies diarrhea or abdominal pains. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations, but has mild leg swelling. He has glaucoma and cataracts. He also has fatigue and had weight gain. And he has hay fever. Denies urinary frequency, flank pains, dysuria. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has headaches and numbness of the extremities and no memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, medication list include albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, Q6 hours, PRN. Bupropion, 150 milligrams daily. Nebulized albuterol and the bupropion solution, TID. And Synthroid, 50 micrograms a day. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. And single air, 10 milligrams daily. Primidone, 50 milligrams daily. And Symbicort inhaler, 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white male was alert, no acute distress, there was no pallid cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. His blood pressure 160 by 80, pulse is 92, respiration 20, temperature 975, weight is 234, saturation 94. HE and E non-sphalic pupils are reactive. Sclera were clear, throat is mildly injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery with no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the utterance is regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness, reflex of the one plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerve is grossly intact, skin no lesions, nerdin. Next paragraph. Impression number one, obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is COPD. number three is history of hypertension. Number four is exogenous obesity. Number five is degenerative arthritis. And number six is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to use a Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 micrograms to puff twice a day. He will be referred for the Inspire implant, and also was advised to lose weight and start a regular exercise program. He will continue with the albuterol inhaler, two puffs as needed. A copy of his polysomnogram will be requested, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Pradyuman Chudasama, Pradyuman, P-R-A-D-Y-U-M-A-N, Chudasama, C-H-U-D-A-S-A-M-A-M-D, Pradyuman Chudasama, M-D. Thank you, Dr. Souza.